We've been speaking this summer with some of the young servicemen who are on duty in Iraq. Today, we're going to talk to a servicewoman. First Lieutenant Rachel Amilcar is with the 527th MP Company. She is from Skokie, Illinois, and has been working in Baghdad, ordinarily based outside of Frankfurt, Germany. Lieutenant, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And may I ask how old you are?
I'm 24.
What's it like there these days in Baghdad?
It's actually started to calm down, it seems. When we first arrived in Baghdad, it was common to hear a lot of gunfire or to actually see a lot of tracer fire in the sky at night. You don't see as much of that, at least from my police station, at night here anymore.
You're the station commander, right, Lieutenant?
Correct.
What kind of things, as a generalization, do soldiers and now Iraqi police officers run into on patrol?
In my area, one of our biggest issues is actually carjackings. They used to actually happen 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day. We're starting to get that under control as we do more crime analysis to figure out the high crime areas. Now we pretty much have it down to 1 or 2 a day. So most of the time they spend actively patrolling to make sure that the people know the Iraqi police are functional again and that they're providing law and order in this community.
Lieutenant Amilcar, there has been coverage really all over the world that suggests the U.S. and British mission in Iraq is not going well. In the post-war period. You read phrases like bog down and quagmire. How do you react to that?
We understand what our mission is here, how important it is, and being in the stations every day, the soldiers see the impact that they're having at their level. They see how far the Iraqi police have come, how far the stations have come. They went from not being able to patrol because they feared for their own lives to hurrying out to the scene of a murder or carjacking or any crime that's happening at the time to help provide the community with security and stability. They're not afraid for their own lives anymore. They're like police all over the world. They're more interested in protecting the people.
When you look back on this experience, how do you think you will measure whether or not you were effective and successful?
Most likely it will be looking at in 10, 20, 30, however many years, what Baghdad becomes or what Iraq becomes, we'll know that we had a part in laying that foundation.
Lieutenant, thank you very much.
Thank you.
First Lieutenant Rachel Amilcar of Skokie, Illinois, who's with the 527th Military Police Company, speaking with us from Baghdad.